Today we will begin reading in chapter 2 of 1 John, from verse 12, and read down, if I may, through verse 13 only. Two verses of Scripture, as we thus approach one of the most important parts of this epistle in relation to God's children. I write unto you children, not just little children, but to you dear children, meaning the whole family, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write to you young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. And I write to you little children, because ye have known the Father. Here are two very important verses of Scripture. For now we come to the Father's reference to the children in their various grades of development as well as in growth. For here we have the Father writing through his servant John to set before us what he admits are the divisions in the family of God. Now may we state, there are unfortunately many divisions amongst the professing people of God upon the earth. And these divisions, man-made, and by the devil without question of doubt instigated, they are not scriptural. For may we say, we believe in the unity of the family. For the family of God is one, because every member of the family possesses the same life. And this oneness the Word of God acknowledges. And for this oneness the Lord Jesus prayed that it would be properly expressed in his great prayer of John 17. But we find that God in the Scripture before us speaks of a threefold division within the family. Now this is not inconsistent, for as we have just read verse 13 particularly, as we have read, he speaks of the division in a threefold way. There are fathers in the family. There are young men in the family. And there are little children. Just as we have in our human families, there are grades of growth, and there are grades of growth and knowledge to be found in the family of God. Now we note verse 12 in particular, which is important to emphasize first of all. There is one mutual characteristic that belongs to every member of the family. Whether they are matured as fathers, whether they are growing well as young men, or whether they are but little infants recently brought into the family. This one mutual characteristic is true of them all in verse 12. Again, listen to the words, I write to you children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. Here they have the present possession of the forgiveness of sins. Oh, my fellow believer, may I say, this is one of the wonderful proofs that we are the children of God when we have received from the Father the forgiveness of our sins for the sake of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. It is a present possession. And he has said, it will be of eternal duration, for their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. And it will be righteously maintained, as we've already noted in the preceding part of our second chapter, where even if a believer commits a sin, unfortunately and infrequently it should be, there is Jesus Christ the righteous who maintains the relationship with the Father. But here is the characteristic that is mutual for all. Your sins are forgiven you. Oh, my fellow listener, I'm wondering if this is true for you. Can you say, my sins are forgiven, my sins are all gone? And why does God forgive sins? For your sake and for mine? No. But for the sake of his Son. Oh, that prayer of the publican, when he lifted his heart in contrition, confession, and repentance, Godward, and said, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And well may we add what others have added to that prayer, and save me for Jesus' sake. My beloved, the Lord will forgive you your sins, not for your sakes, but for the sake of the one who died upon the cross, whom if you will trust and take as your Savior, you will have this forgiveness. And there we can recognize this mutual characteristic belonging to all the people of God. We raise the question again. My friend, are your sins forgiven? Through this man, said the Apostle Paul when he preached in the 13th of Acts, through this man, meaning the Lord Jesus Christ, is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, and all that believe are justified from all things, from which they could never be justified by the law of Moses. And may I state, with authority, as well as with joy, I can offer to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, divine forgiveness for all your sins. Your sins and iniquities, says the Lord Jesus, will I remember no more. Have you heard the Savior say, as you may find the record in Matthew 9 and verse 2, when certain men brought their sick friend and led him down through the roof of the house where the Lord Jesus was within, and as the Lord looked upon the palsied man, the first thing he said was, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Oh, beloved, I cannot indeed minimize the importance of this 12th verse that John has written in the first epistle of John chapter 2. I write unto you, children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. And I ask again, radio friend, are your sins forgiven? Now let me point out to you, as we look at the 13th verse in detail, then John proceeds to divide the family according to their grades of growth. The spiritual development, if you please. For just as in the normal family of life below on earth, our children come into the world and they are born as infants. They begin at birth. They continue to grow. They become children. They develop. And they manifest in their development that they are going on to manhood or to womanhood, as the case may be. And from growth to growth, they continue until they reach what you and I would call physical maturity. Now, in the family of God, it's not physical growth that the apostle is dealing with, that the father of this family is concerned about. He's concerned about spiritual development, spiritual growth, the growth of the soul, the growth of the heart and life in the things of God in Christ. I think of what Peter said. And may I quote two verses from Peter? 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2, when Peter writes to those that are newborn babes, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may grow thereby. Then I quote 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18, the last written words of the apostle, when he said, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I speak to my Christian friends, God wants you and he wants me to grow. Now we may ask the question, when will we ever reach complete maturity? Well, let me say, physically we do reach maturity. Physically we come to the place when the development and growth of the body may have reached its final stage, but may I add, this is not the same in the family of God spiritually. Oh, it may be that some of us have been on the way and in the family for many, many years, or maybe for just a few, but may I state, no matter how many, if we were to live to be as old as Methuselah, and I'm glad I don't have to look forward to that, yet we would have to still say, I need to grow. There's no stopping when it comes to Christian development and growth. Am I speaking to a child of God that has stopped growing? Oh, may I encourage you, get into the Word of God and let the Word of God get into you and get back into fellowship with your Father and with your Savior that you may grow. But now please note the grades that the Father divides the family. I write to you fathers, because ye've known him that is from the beginning. And these are the ones who are, and may I say that the word known, as you have it here in this verse, indicates that they have gone on, they have gone on, they are still going on, and they are thus continued knowing the one whom they found as their Savior from the beginning when they first came to know him. And then you have the young men. They're not matured as the fathers, but they're young men. And he commends them because of their strength spiritually. They've overcome the wicked one, the devil. And then he writes to the little children. And what is the characteristic that he speaks of? They know the Father. They may be little children, but they can call him Father. For the joy is this. God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your heart, whereby ye cry, Abba, Father. Paul writes to the Galatians in chapter 4 and verse 6. And here you see the three grades of growth. Now let's just raise the question in closing. Radio friend, my fellow believer, just where are you and where am I in this classification of the threefold growth? Have I matured and gone on to maturity as the fathers? Am I still a young man, strong in the faith but going on? Or am I a little infant? Though I know the Father, yet here we can recognize there should be development and growth. May the Lord speak to us, but then again, let me say in closing to my unsaved listeners, why don't you get into this wonderful family? Get your sins forgiven through the Lord Jesus and make him your Savior today for his name's sake. Father, bless and sanctify thy word to all for eternity's sake. In Jesus' name, amen.